And Simon Lama Beis, Sif Lama Tess, and we did the first Mishnah Berurah, so holding the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Kuf Ayin Dalit. So the law is that they have to be square both in the Tifron and Balachsonon. Balachsonon means that the squaring has to be such that it's not just each corner is a square, which means it can be a rectangle. It's not 90 degree angles, but it has to give you a diagonal of which would create the ratio of 1 2/5. Shiri Buon.
The Dirshu sends an email out every day, and I don't understand how they got. They said this means that the diagonal should meet. Well, whether it's square or not, the diagonals are going to meet if it's a convex and a quadrilateral.
I guess it would mean that the diagonals are going to meet in the perfect and exact midpoint.
Right.
Okay.
Right. That's what I meant, but that's not what they said.
Okay, so that I'm not responsible for that.
I understand.
Okay. I have not put things to be responsible for in life. That's not one of them. Ribun Shalat Tfiras. So nearly Pasha, the circle use of Tfiras, Maruba, Bain, Lamala, Bain, Lamata. It has to be square on top and on bottom. So it goes through the whole thing. It shouldn't go through at an angle. It has to go with the perfect straight up and down. Maybe it's only Yaakov on top and not, and maybe Bidiyev is only Yaakov on top and not on the bottom. I don't know. I don't have a clear riot to that one or the other, but for sure, before the Chatkila, we're not going to get involved in that.
Top or bottom or?
Yeah. Kadesh Yielahem Oiso Alachsen. You want it to be in such a way that you're going to get that diagonal. Pirish. It has to be a perfect square, but the length and the width are the same. So whatever that amount is going to be, it's going to be 2/5 greater. So the same way that's true when you want to create that type of a relationship, you need a square. So we're also you're going to need that. If it's more rectangular than it is square, the diagonal you're going to have is going to be longer or shorter, depending how you which side you draw it on. V'alken yim denu. You have to measure on all four sides. Then you'll be able to tell if it's square. We don't measure the lachsan per se. We measure the four sides. We want the four sides to be the same. And you'll measure the length and the width. And then now, just because they're one side is. Doesn't mean the other side isn't a little longer or shorter, so you measure both sides. Maybe in the middle they're equal, but on the sides it's a little bit shorter than that. Now, I'm not sure exactly what the Mishnah Berurah is picturing, is that you're doing your measuring. He's saying if you measure down across the top of the bias, so maybe on the sides it's a little bit shorter. So the way you would check that is you check the diagonals. You know, the two diagonals to be the same length, and then they will meet exactly in the middle. But
which is not right.
Okay, but he doesn't say that. But anything about you in the middle, you're saying he's
No, I'm saying that you can have the length and the width different, and the diagonals will be the same.
We already measured that. We already measured down the middle this way. We know how long it is. So if these are going to be shorter, right? They're not going to be exactly shorter the exact same amount. So we'll check that by doing this and doing this. But we already know this and this. That's not our issue. I already know that it's this long and it's this long. That we measured the length and the width. So I know this, I know this. I'm concerned that maybe the edge over here is a little bit shorter. So measuring it exactly down here won't help me. So theoretically, I can measure it again here, which I'm not sure why he doesn't do that. Why don't you just measure it like three places across the length, three places across the width. It says, but once you've done that, the way you would want to say that the edges have not changed, they've maintained that, is by getting your diagonal. So if I know how long it's supposed to be here, and how long it's supposed to be here, and how long this diagonal is supposed to be, and it's not, I say, well, something's going on.
Well, so you're saying, he says, you're saying it's not the side, it's a line in the middle? Sounds like the side to me. Measures the sides. To the side.
I understand, but look what he says. Achshema b'mso shava b'tzara mismayit.
Right.
So what is Memso Shof? If you measure the sides, why are we discussing about the equal in the middle? Apparently he measured in the middle. And the middle, it worked out. The length and the width are the same in the middle. But the problem is the sides might be different. So let's measure the sides. So he says, well, we do the diagonal and you measure the sides. So that's what Mr. Bruce is assuming. Why he assumed it like that, I don't know. But that's what he did.
Yeah. What was this one?
Shabur assumes that you'll measure your bias down the middle this way and down the middle that way. So you measure those two to the same number. Great. That doesn't mean over here at this end it's not a little bit shorter and this end is a little bit longer. You don't know that. So you measure the two diagonals, you'll get that. You know how, once you know how the length and the width, you know how long the diagonal is supposed to be, and you'll see the diagonal should be the same, and you know how long the diagonal is supposed to be. So you know what you're shooting for, and it's not going to be that. And if you know they're not the same, you're sure it's not going to be that. Now, is it possible a 1 in a million chance that down the middle it's equal, and this way it's equal, and these edges exactly, all four edges exactly shrunk the exact same amount? Yes, it's possible, you know, but the chances are very minimal that that's going to happen. Okay, Mitzarach L'Rebbeya. Now, again, I don't know why they pictured doing it like that. As opposed to measuring it on the side, but okay. But I guess I'm not sure what's the motivation for that. It's fine. B'tzarach l'Rebbeya, mokum ha'shavim. So besides that, the seats on top has to be a square. The base, the tetura also has to be a square. Most poskim hold that the square down below of the titura also is a halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. So you mentioned before that the idea of being square is a halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. So it's not just on the bias part where the tefillin actually sit in, but even in the titura also. And has to be a perfect square on all sides. Now, to make batim perfectly, actually perfectly, a perfect square is almost impossible. So the Torah wasn't given to Malachim. We're not perfect. And we don't have the ability to make it perfect. So therefore, the expectation was as best as you can. So now, Bizman, you didn't have any phenomenally sensitive measuring tools. So you did as best as you could. That was it. You didn't have the ability to make it perfectly square. Nowadays, we do have a much better way of doing that. We have a much better ways of doing it. You still have a chiyuv to do it with a measuring tool. That, the halacha didn't. It wasn't. Well, the mitzvah was doing as best as you can, and which means that you have to go buy out this $50,000 measuring tool to you do the basic measurement. The truth is, even you see from the Shulchan Aruch itself, because the Tosfos points out in one place that the Gemara says that Kol Amsa Beribua is Amsa Shechumshi Belachsoina. It's not perfect.
No.
Right, it's off a little bit.
Rounded.
So, but we're using that measurement here as an acceptable measurement. So when we're saying up front that we're not making the perfectly precise measurement that which theoretically we would want, because we understand that there's going to be a certain amount of deviation and that's acceptable. Now, who are the titura? So that's the buyer sits in the area called the titura. So now he says, what, 1 second. How do you get a square? You have the back section where the resua goes through. And so that's good. By definition, it's a rectangle. Because it's where the mabarta goes is longer. So where do you know where the titura ends? And so you have a square there. So the answer is you cut in like we are our tefillin do. So therefore we clearly see the four sides where the square of the titura ends and the mabarta starts.
And mabarta starts where the cutting begins.
Right. So where the area which is beyond after the cut. Right. If you didn't do that, and you just left it all one piece, and you never cut it, never cut in, so that all becomes mabarta titura, it's all one unit, so that you don't have a square, so it's not kosher.
Well, you have to cut it to get the mitzvah through.
You have to. If you picture that, you know, when you make your batim, it's a piece of leather which the piece of leather goes like this. It's all one piece, mm-hmm. Right? You close it together. There's a gap there, so the middle section you'll put another layer of leather there,
right?
Of hide there, and over here you have a gap. So you put the mabarta, you put the resua. Uh-huh. It doesn't have to necessarily cut in to be able to do that. You have to be careful with your sewing. What's the issue? Because the making holes through this leather is not easy to make small holes. You make larger holes. So that means that the stitching has room to move around in the hole because the hole is larger. So even though when you, let's say, stitched it originally, it was a perfect square, it can shift in the hole a little bit and eventually ends up not being really a square. Say one will be more in, one will be more out, and that's going to be a problem. So what we do nowadays is that we sort of like make a channel for the tefillah to sit in. So as opposed to which mikra, then theoretically you could just lay it on top. But if you lay it on top, so it's much easier to move around. If it's a channel which is sit in, which basically just the size of the gid, it'll keep the gid in the right spot. The Torah has to be square on top and on bottom. People are not careful about the issue of ribua. Even which are careful in general with mitzvahs, they're medatik and mitzvahs. Yesh shem mashkichim kimal rosh abatim shem ruboim. They check the top of the tefillin. Mashkichim al titura val tefiras. They don't check the tefiras and the titura. It's very easy to fix. Just check it. So we should. It's very sad, and we wouldn't do that. Okay. Let me say. Children, we're walking with Meshav and we're going about it. Dloy Kamashinog and Tzas Lasses Ayadei Agula Roshoy Rak Shem Rabeya Tetur Malamata. Shayar Agula Baroshoi, Rakshabeya Titur Malamata. The top of the bias is rounded off a little bit. It's not correct. Lashabein Shayar, Abein Shalosh, Yum Ruboim, everything has to be square. Kamon of Shalosh, Shabar Batam Yachad, Yum Ruboim, Maloy Kalecha Bithniyatha. That doesn't mean each one has to be the full size. Each one of the four sections, it means the four sections together will create a square. A ribua batim circles lias b'chomesha kovhon. It has to be So if they're an inch tall from the base up to the top of the bayis, that whole height has to be squared around on all four sides.
If what?
What do you understand? As it's going up, it has to keep it square shaped all the whole way up and down. So the guy says, "Why have a problem? You know, they're not exactly square. So what's the eight? I take this lacquer, black lacquer, and there's something, and I smear it on, so it makes the wall a little bit thicker. So now it's a square. That's not good. It has to be the bottom are a square, not that the through the that which you're going to smear on it makes it thicker." Right, and that gives it.
Gives it a
lot. Okay.
Square shape.
Okay. So one of the questions which came up, like I mentioned to you, was what they called the Devik issue. So they would take leather and they grind it up into a powder, mix it with the glue which you get from the animal's hide. Also, there's a glue which you can make from it. So they'd argue this is really the min, it's the same min, and we said it doesn't have to be one piece, so it can be multiple pieces. So if this corner was a little bit rounded off, they stuck some of the stuff on. It dried on, and then they
sanded
it down. They have a beautiful square at the edge. But it comes out the basic titura or bias wasn't really square, but with this extra stuff which you added on, that makes it square. So that was the famous Devik issue. There were some poskim which held it was kosher. Many poskim held that was a problem. That's not really considered a part of the ore anymore. They say that it's one thing you take two pieces of ore and you attach them together. We said we'll call that one piece of ore. Over here, it's multiple small pieces being held together by glue. That's not ore anymore. It's a different material.
When was this?
What?
When?
This was the end of the 70s, beginning of the 80s, I think. It was a big scandal. Well, scandal, whatever. It was a big, that was where you had your mice, so one of the Bokrim, so my Tullin had the problem. I got no batim. That's when I got my new batim. I said, I'm seeing these batim before they're dyed.
Yeah.
I want to see it right.
I
want to see them right. You can tell what it looks like. And yeah. once you take off the dye, you can tell that something's wrong with it.
Yeah.
And so he did. He came to Shiva and he looked and says, he sanded it off and you saw what was going on.
Came to what? Shiva.
Came to this in Shiva. So one of my kabarim had the same mice, and he knew where he bought his tefillin. I don't know. Somebody got me telling. I don't know where they got me.
Yeah.
So when he went to Eretz Israel, he went to the sofer.
He said to them, "For you, it's good enough."
So he grabbed the guy's chub.
Yeah.
He says, "For dias the genig."
Yeah, that's right.
For dias the git. So.
He grabbed the guy's what?
His hair was. He felt. He had a little bit of hair in his forehead.
So.
Whatever. Don't worry about it. It's not important. You had to be there to understand it. Anyway, Kufayin test. So it's interesting. Diane Weiss held it was kosher. So a lot of you may have shorted him. Seifrim, Batimachers. Diane Weiss was the guy, but they had Haredes. He held it was kosher. So that was also part of the issue. You're arguing with them. You hold it to so good, but their pricing holds it good.
I bet you his tefillin didn't look like that though.
That I can't tell you. But
I would venture to say.
Yeah,
But I'll go bus arrive on this one.
Yeah, listen. The many places when they pass on something as kosher doesn't. They were using it as a chachila. Okay. Now we're worried about if
you're asking when someone asks you the shayla. Now I don't think in this case your friend asked the shayla, right? He just assumed that it's going to be more than the gitfil. He didn't ask the shayla if it's okay or not okay.
Yeah. It's kalka ribun kufayin tes. So now, so what happens is, let's say you made it originally square, but eventually the ribua was deteriorated. Because she's akma batim, the batim tilted a little bit. Is that part of the mizrah? Is that part of the marav? So one's leaning more towards one side, one's leaning more to the other direction. The edges have rubbed down achanasa ogol until they're roundish. Which is called the titura, the firachi, ibribuan, or the titura, it bent a little bit. The tefira, I mean, the person leaves, and I got a pair of tefillin from somebody, an old pair of tefillin. It's mamish, it's like wavy, you know. It's been sitting around, who knows where, so. Okay. So there are some would say that you have to correct. You have to correct it. So Mr. Burr, I mentioned to you yesterday, says, "What do you mean? There's something to say." So anybody argues on it? Kufay yesh mishermer ain cholik b'zeh. Nobody argues on this halach. Everybody holds you have. The fact that it was square once upon a time is not enough. It must be square now. So you have to fix it. But derech mecharber came by mekarmes kamar shiksav na leyabuz of katan kufchav gimel. The Shulchan Aruch will write like that, and the many times if he found one sheet that would say it explicitly, even though nobody else argues with it, he'll quote it in the name of that individual. Okay, so you need to fix them. Shesarach l'rabo kufay aleph the kivin the ribuan who alochu mashmisina. Like you said, it's not enough that it was a ribu when you made it. This is what tefillin are. The definition of tefillin is that they have this they're square. Like that's the definition. You don't have to measure them every day. Unless you have you're able to see that there's a problem. Something is developing. That's a reis in your chazaka. Because when you have your chazakah, so you have your chazakah. Then he said, "V'misakem etitura, ashetem hu meruba. Rachmach was his akmas etitura nearest kemo shenam meruba. Yachsev yisakem. You might have something which, if you actually measure it, you know it's a little bit up and down, etc. It doesn't look." Like a straight edge, reality, you measured it's a straight edge and it's square and everything like that, but it doesn't look like a tadai, that's a problem. And he said, we asked all of the four batim of the Shavar Shavi Shavu, one should not be larger than the other. We asked, but even if one is larger, that's acceptable. So you're going to have the Mishmur. Okay. So the Mishmur says, Kufayin Tes, Mishmur Bay. Right, so he has a picture where you'll have the final result is a square, but down here, this is a little bit wider, this is a little bit thinner. The bottom, the four bottom, are not exactly the same size. The final result is a square. Uh-huh. You put them all together. So the chashkila, you want something looking like that. Right. Mm-hmm. You know, this is kosher, but yeah, this is kosher. That's the point. He's saying you prefer to get this. But you might, sometimes this is what you get, this is still kosher. Because even though they're not all the same size, but the tall thing is a square, and each one, one's a large, one's a little bit smaller, is kosher. Okay. Sif Mem. I do want to point out one thing. Just when we said that, when you know, there's, it has to have a ribua on the whole height. So the bias has to be a square all the way up. So I mean, even if one spot along the way it expanded or contracted, that messes you up. It's not just on top, it looks square. Mm-hmm. You know, it has to maintain it all the way, the height of the whole height all the way up and down. Okay. Or about the mitzvah sifmem. Or about the mitzvah soyser shocher. So the first point over here is that even though the ritzuas are aloha moshe mesina, they have to be black. That's aloha moshe mesina. The bias does not have to be black. So it's not a ma'akeh, but it is a mitzvah to make it black. Okay. First point. New point. So let me, the simi shabur is on the first point. Then we'll go to the next point. There's a few. Kufay gimel habatim. And that applies to the bottom and applies to the shin also, and that's a very common area for it to lose its coloring. It sticks out and it doesn't necessarily, it didn't absorb it so well. Fine. Mitzvah. Now, Masha the B'yevet ain't a likuva. So the Lashon Lashon Aruch says it's not Ma'akim B'yevet. V'yesh Paiskim the Sirlahu the Hu Alochem Hashem Sina. I come over here to us. Likuva Hu Afil B'yevet. There's somewhere I agree on the Shulchan Aruch. And say even the Gemara never says it by Ba'at, nor says it by Ritzuas, that the Ritzuas have to be black. But that some Rishonim understand that to mean the Gemara was saying the Ritzuas have to be black. It was all the way around. The bias sure has to be black. Even the Ritzuas have to be black. That's what the Gemara meant to say. So the Gemara said the Ritzuas have to be black. It meant for sure the bias also. So according to them, if it's not black, it's possibly yeah. The other Rishonim say the Gemara only said the Ritzuas. The Gemara didn't say anything about the Ba'atim. So there's no halacha. The Ba'atim have to be black. So it's not Ma'akeh but yeah. That he accepts the opinion which holds that blackness is ma'akev and the tefillin also. So they're arguing that you should be knowing that it has to be black, and therefore if it loses its blackness, you have a chiyuv to. Re-blacken it. If you have no other option, you would rely on the opinion hold that it's not ma'akev being black, so therefore you would still put on tefillin. The Shabur doesn't say whether you would make a bracha or not. Pasha is the way, you know, reading on the Shulchan Aruch, obviously you'd be making a bracha. Okay, Shocher. Ma'ashak was toiv yoser kupehe. What you want is it should be a coloring. A dye gets absorbed in. It gets absorbed in. It doesn't leave a layer on top. It doesn't have any mamashes to it. The blackness is just there was a coloring to the tefillin. So that's where blackness comes from, a coloring to the tefillin, not that you painted black on top. If you layer on some type of a shellac, a black coating, but if it's such, if it's a type which you cannot peel it off, and you can whittle away little pieces here and there, but to take it off as a layer, it doesn't come off as a layer. So in lahachem b'diavad, that's also not considered a separate entity, because each piece basically is just stuck to the tool and where it is. It's not all like a layer glued on, as it were. There was a issue. Now I don't know too much about it. Last year or two, apparently there was some ritzuas makers who were doing this type of a thing. They're making like a black plasticized type of a layer, and then just gluing it on, like, you know, with heat onto the ritzuas.
Like a tape.
What?
It's like a tape.
It's like a tape.
Yeah, stick it on and heat it up, then.
So they said the way you test it is if you take it and you stick it into boiling water, it'll start peeling off. So that's exactly saying that's a separate entity. So that's exactly what said that's not going to be good. But we hear Thomas saying which doesn't peel off. So then ein lahachar b'diavad, even though it's not absorbed in, but that's not lahachar b'diavad. Now, by Mashik Salman Memchas, we are Locha B'Shem from Megadim, so that the Gam can then Hakam Zem. Okay, Mashikit Shu surface Manenu, Shemashkir, Beticho, Shechelim Likle, Bishlemas, we call Tzad, Minat Filin, it's also Kamein Yorshach, where it's more like a layer which is laid on top. Tzel Postle, that's a quote from the Shasadam, she's Kimi Moy going base mayor. So that's for your. That's the. So that's gonna be a problem. That's very relevant nowadays. Apparently for the Ritzuas. Apparently I just got an email about it.
Like Rasok Moniar Shachir.
It's like a black layer, yeah, black piece of paper. Okay. Then he says, "Look, I am the command Simon Lama Gimel. Siptal b'Hagah, Ryan Shem Shabur, the Rama calls the Shita Mechar b'Hachad to Hurak Mitzvah Ba'Amo. If he mashen Kosav, there's Kvidal Yesh Lion B'Zeh." So the Shulchan Aruch over there also said that all it is where is it? He discusses if it's done. It should not be done by a non-Jew. And the Ramah said, but by the Ritzuis, that's Machabidi. But by the Batim, we could argue that it's kosher. Because the Batim are not Mamashachiv. So that's what that Ramah is taking the line of the Machabra we hear that we hold that it's only a mitzvah, not a ma'akev. So if we go did it, it's not going to make it, you know, such a big difference. So that's the first point over here in the Sif. Let's see what time it is. Okay. Let's see the next part of this. I'm going to stop in the middle. Let's do it. Chirit shebein bayis the bayis sarach sheyigeh ad hatefer. The chirit has to go all the way down until the place where it's sewn in. Even like gear ksheira, but if it doesn't go all the way down to the bottom, it's ksheira. Who she a nicker chirit? Today she goes out with roshim near the kol. It has to be. They have to clearly be separate and distinct, even though those go all the way down, but it's enough that the perception is that they're distinct. So come to Bezayin, Behushi Yip. Avamedo Nikar Mebechutz, Ashefnim Yesh Dalabatim. Truly, there are four separate batim. You can't tell from the outside. Choparsha, Parsha, Munach, the Vice, from the Atzmoy, Loi Mahani. As he said before, it doesn't help. If the outside is not distinct, it's not called four batim. Nikar Charitz. Just making a marking on top, as if there would be something there, doesn't help. It has to actually be able to say the chiritz. It has to go in between the bottom. You have to actually see the gap between them. He's very uncomfortable. He refused. What they would do is they would layer it with this glance on top, and then they would make a marking on the glance where they think the chiritz was.
For
sure, if the hikar did it, it's supposed to go all the way down, so this is not going all the way down anymore. You covered the whole thing over. It wasn't easy to get it square. It wasn't easy to get it, you know, straight. It's all different things. So they took a piece of leather, they stuck it on top. And now it's, and then, oh, that's one piece. Oh, so they made some markings in it. That's a shayat. It's not a shalrosh. So that's not going to be kosher. Okay.